Okay, Daf Shavua for Chagiga Tes Vav. We're going to pick it up on Yud Dalad at the famous Gemara now from the bottom, Ton Rabbonim. Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes. There were four Chachamim, four Tanoim that went to Pardes. Pardes is the source for the English word paradise, right? Pardes. However, it means really in the deepest levels, because they explain the four levels of the Pei, Reish, Dalad, Samech, the four levels of learning Torah. Pei is pshat, the simple, literal meaning of the words. Reish is for the remez, remazim, gematrias. Dalad is for the drush, the homiletical teachings. And then the samech is for sod, the secrets of Torah. So they went all the way to sod, all the way to the deepest levels. Doesn't mean they physically left a place, but they went in, they penetrated to this level of understanding Torah. So who was it? Ve'elu hein, says the Gemara, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, v'Rebbe Akiva. They must explain what happened with each of the four. Omer lehem Rebbe Akiva, Kishatem agim etzel avnei shayish, Tor al toimer mayim mayim. When you get to this spiritual place in these upper worlds, these marble, pure stones, don't cry out, water, water. It looks like they're water, but don't say that. Mishum shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Dover shkarim lo yishkol neged einai. Those who speak lies won't be set up, established in my place, in front of me. Benazai heiti tumeis. So now the Gemara explains what happened to each one of them. Ben Azai looked at the Shechina and he died. All of a kos of Omer, whom the Pasuk says, Yaakov ein Hashem hamasul lechasidov. Precious is in the eyes of Hashem, the death of his chasidim, his pious ones. Ben Zoma hatit v'nifka. Ben Zoma looked at the Shechina and he was harmed, meaning he lost his mind. For all of a kos of Omer, on him the Pasuk says, Tavash matzasa echo dayeko penetish tis be'enu v'hakiso. Have you found honey? You should eat as much as is sufficient for you, unless you're going to become full from that, you will vomit it up. Pasuk Mishlei. Acher kitates benetios. Acher cut off the shoots of the saplings. Means he became an apikoros. Rebbe Kiva yotza b'shalom. Rebbe Kiva was the only one to come out safely. And now, he was going to go through them and explain the greatness of Ben Zoma. He was able to find very obscure proofs for certain issues. Shalu as Ben Zoma. So they asked him, Malu l'saruse kalba. Are you allowed to castrate, to neuter a dog? So this is mentioned in the Torah. Sirus is a prohibition. Why bedafka by the kelev? So the Meforshim point out, the Achronim say over that a kelev, it's the farthest away from a korban. In other words, the halacha is certain animals are just pasul. You can't bring the korban. But certain animals that are exchanged with mechir kelev, they're paid for with a kelev, it's pasul. So Amal Lehem, he says, Va'artzechem lo sasu. You shouldn't do this. This is referring to the different types of prohibitions of siris over there. And you can't bring as a korban. Kol shev'artzechem lo sasu. So anybody who is in your, any animal, I guess, that's in your land, you can't do such a thing to them. Shalu as Ben Zoma. Another question they asked Ben Zoma was, Besula she'ibra, a besula who got pregnant. So how could a virgin get pregnant? So what's the din over there? Ma'al l'kohen gadol. So would she be permitted to marry a kohen gadol? So mi chayshin l'deshmul. Are we concerned for the opinion of Shmuel? Why it's so special about Shmuel? Because the Amar Shmuel yochel, and he now on the top of Amud Aleph. I know how to have beer relations without bringing out dam. The Gemara says in, I think, Subas that he knew how to penetrate at a certain angle that wouldn't break the basulim. So we could assume, if this true, that maybe this woman who says she's a basula, that she had beer. And she's really is also to marry with the Kohen Gadol, right? She's a Ba'ula, she's not a Basula really. Odilmor, maybe, says the Gemara, no. Deshmuel, people like this, who know how to do this, lo shchicha. It's not common at all, so therefore, in general, the halacha is not concerned with the milk lo shchicha. It's like a miyachin a matzi, it's nothing, it's not common, don't be worried about it. So amalahu, so he answered them back, deshmuel lo shchiach, right? We're not going to be concerned that people would know how to have this type of beer where they would have a ma'aseh beer, but it wouldn't break the basulim. So we're not worried about that. V'chayshinan, but we are concerned, Shema ba'ambati ibra. Maybe she was in an ambati, in a public bath. So what's that case? That would be where a man had used the bath before her, and he had a shichva zera came out. So that zera is floating in the bath. She goes into the bath afterward, the bathtub afterwards, and the zera goes into her body. So maybe that's how she became pregnant, but she really is a basula. V'homer Shmuel, how could you say that? How could a person become pregnant in such a way? Kol shichva zera she'ena yor kecheitz. Any time when the zera doesn't come out sharp, strong, like a shot out like an arrow, einim is mazras. It doesn't have the ability to impregnate. So the Gemara says meikara nami yora kecheitavim. No, it doesn't mean it has to enter into the woman's body like a chait. It means when it comes out of the man, that it came out with when it was released, that it was shot out like an arrow. So then it could still be potent and fertilize a woman. Get her pregnant at a later time, so then for it could really happen through the bath. So this was brought to show the greatness of Benzon. He was able to bring these types of he knew how to answer these questions. So what happened to him in the end? Tan Rabbon Amais Rabbi Yehuda Yoshua ben Chananya Shahaya Omer Al Gav Male Bahar Habayis. He was on one of the steps at the Har Habayis. The Ra'ahu Benzoma Velo Amal Milfonav. He saw Benzoma was there, and he didn't stand up to honor him because he was so deep in his machshavas. So Amalo Me'ayin Ula'ayin Benzoma. So Yeshua says to him, "Where are you coming from? Where are you going? Like, where are you holding in this?" Some of them, unfortunately, this was like a musar vort that a person knows in Pirkei Avos. You have to know where you come from and where you're going. So Benzoma, what's the deal with you? So Amalo, Benzoma said back to him, "Tsoifa Hayisi Ben Mayim Halyonim L'Mayim Atachtonim." I'm pondering what's between the Mayim Elyonim, the upper waters, and the Mayim Tachton, the lower waters. The Ein Bein Zeh Lezeh Ele Shlosh Etzba'os Bilvad. And the only distance between them is three Etzba'os, three fingers. Shne'emar V'ruach Elikim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim. Hashem's spirit is supposed to be hovering over the water at the very beginning of the Torah. We have that. Like a dove that's hovering over, but it's not exactly touching. It's very close. So when Yeshua heard this, he's still outside. He's mixing this all up. And he's talking about the splitting of the waters that happened on day two. And Benzoma is pondering what happened. That's day one. So he's still b'chutz. He's still outside. He doesn't have a full understanding of what these are talking about. Michti, but now Ruach Elikim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim, Amos Have, when was that? B'yom HaRishon. Havdala B'yom Sheni, who Dehavoy. That was on the second day. So Benzoma is not having it all together. Dichsiva, he mavdil bein mayim l'mayim. V'kama, How much taki is the gap between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim? So Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov Kimelo Nima, like the thickness of a hair of a thread. That's like the smallest measurement the Gemara would ever give, because in the physical world it's hard to. We don't know about fancy schmancy subatomic particles, but to give something that's actually measurable and visible to the naked eye, that's this idea of a Kimelo Nima, of just a hair's breadth. Rabbanan Omer, the Rabbanim say, Kiguda digamla. It's like the thickness of the boards of a bridge that have to be together. Marzutra v'itema rav asi amar kitre glime deprise ahadode. Like two robes that are spread over. There's like a small gap in between the two of them. But Amilay, some say kitre kase de sechife ahadade. Like two cups that are placed next to each other. Okay, so that was the story with Benzoma. Then the Gemara continues and now and says about Acher. He was kitzetz binetios. He little means cut down the saplings. It's a euphemism. It means like he became an apikorsis. So all of the cost of over him says al titen es picha lechati es bisarecha. Don't let your mouth bring a chait, sin, a guilt onto your flesh, onto your skin. Pasukim kahelas. Someone asks Mahi, what was it? What caused Acher to rebel, to reject Judaism?
Chaze mitat roin de is Yahavo le reshusa lemesav lemichtav zach voso de Yisrael. He saw this malach called Metatron, who was allowed, he's given reshus to write down the zechuyos, the merits, the good things that the Klal Yisrael did. Amr, and Lishmanvo said, Gemira, I have a tradition, de lemala lo havi lo yeshiva velo tachrus velo orev velo ifu. There's no sitting. There's no like competition. There's no turning your back on Hashem, right? From Hashem. There's no laziness, right? So he saw something that other than Hashem is seated. Shema chas v'shalom shtei reshuyos saying. So maybe there's two other gods, right? There's something else happening over here, and that's what led Acher to become an apikorsis. So afkuhu mitatroin umechayuhu shitin palse denura. They took mitatron away and they hid him, they gave him malchus for 60 times, so that people wouldn't make that same mistake that Acher made. The discussion: what's the significance of the number 60? Some extent we know in this world you get 39 malchus, because that's three times the age you are when you get punished. So since you get punished, you become baronshin in this world at 13, you're a gadol. So then three times that is 30 in this world. In Shemayim, they don the person at the age of 20. So three times out of 60. That's how some of the commentators explain why Badafka, this number was significant. Amr le, they said to the Malach, my time ki chazisa lo kamta mikame. Why, when you saw Elisha ben Avua, why didn't you stand up for him? Right? So, Is hevilei reshusa lemimchak zach voso da'acher. He was given permission to erase, to be mochek, the zechuyos that Acher had, and that would make him mess up. Yotze baska v'omro, famous words, shuvu vanim shovavim chutz me'acher. You can return everybody. That's the pasuk, right? The actual pasuk from Yirmiyahu, shuvu vanim. Shuvu bonim shovavim, right? They return, with the exception of Acher. So, a lot of discussion. This famous Gemara, everyone's going to return except for Acher. So, did he really hear Acher? Did you really hear him say Chutz me'Elisha ben Avua? So, some commentators learned that out, that he made a drosha and really didn't hear that. Really, Hashem said, but he heard him as an Acher. He heard himself as being referred to as an outsider. There's more to explain in a minute now how he got the name Acher. This pasuk of Shovavim is the source for the time period of the year, the days of Shovavim, standing for the six parshios of Shmos, Vayirabo, Bishalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. It's a time of return. But here, Acher felt like, I can't return. Now, I think it's the Chidah brings down that really, the Gemara says in Psachim, Kol Mash Omer HaBa'abayis, Ose Chutz Mitzei, anything that the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you have to listen, unless he says, get out of my house. That, you don't have to listen. So who's the real Baal HaBayis? Who owns the house? Who owns the world? Hashem. So everything Hashem does, you have to listen to him. Chutz Mitzei. If Hashem tells you, get out, you're not wanted, there's no place for you in Judaism, don't listen. That's not what it is. So that was the mistake that Acher made. He felt that he was too far gone. So once he heard this, Amr Hoyo ve'itrid, since I'm gone, Hahu gavra me, Hahu alma, since I'm that man, he's speaking third to us, meaning himself, I'm being kicked out of the world, leipakli es hane b'hay alma, might as well get some hana, might as well live it up in this world. Nafek achil etar busra, and therefore he went out, and he went to do terrible things. Nafek, he went out, ashkach zon, and found a zona prostitute, tava, and he requested her to have relations with him. So Amar Lei, she said to him, Lav Elisha ben Avuah, aren't you Elisha ben Avuah? I mean, why would you be interested in doing this with me? There was no social media back then. She didn't know who she thought it was him, but she didn't know, is this really what you look like? Was this him? So what did he do? What did he do to show her that I'm really serious? Akar pugla mimeshra b'Shabbos lehaveh. He took out a radish. He plucked a radish on Shabbos and gave it to her to show that I'm not from. I don't keep the Torah. So then the Zona said, Amra acherhu. This isn't Elisha ben Avua. This person in front of me is Acher, and the name stuck. From this, it's interesting, in the halachic realm, they see that a person becomes an apikorsis. What did he do? He plucked this radish. Some of the Forshim point out, I think from, I don't remember who I saw this from, that And this is a derabanan, because this is really a machlash in Tzricha Lagufa. He didn't really want the radish, he just wanted to give it to her to show her that he's not the Shomer Shabbos, he's not the religious Jew anymore. So that even on that, that gives him a status of an apikorsis of a mumer, because he did a din derabanan. Okay. Shalach eres Rabbi Meir la'achir shiot l'tarbus ro. So Acher asked Rabbi Meir, even after you've gone out, Omalei, my dichsi, what's the meaning when the pasuk says, Gamezeh l'umazeh osa l'kim? Hashem made Zeh l'umazeh, one corresponding to the other. So the classical understanding of the pasuk is that there's always a balance in the world. That whenever there's something in the realm of Kedusha, there's the same in the realm of unholiness. Whatever exists in the side of good, the opposite exists instead. The Zeh l'zeh, So Amarlo, so Mary answered back, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything Hashem created, bara kenegdu, he had something corresponding to it. Bara harim, he created mountains, so bara gavos, mountains above the ground, he created hills. Bara yomim, he created seas, bara naharos, and he also created rivers. So Amarlo, Acher says to him, Rabbi Akiva, Rabcho, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Rabbi Kiva, Rabach lo amar kach. He's Acher says, Rabbi Kiva, your Rabbi didn't explain pshat and pasuk like that. El, he said like this: bara tzaddikim, bara rishoyim. Everything is opposite. It doesn't mean like, you know, mountains and hills are not opposites. Rivers and seas are not opposites. So tzaddikim, rishoyim, they're opposites. Bar gan eden, bar gehinnom. Gehinnom and gan eden, those are opposites. Kol echad ve'echad yeshlo shnei chalakim. Everybody has two chalakim, two portions. Echad ve'gan eden ve'echad ve'gehinnom. One portion's in gan eden and one's in gehinnom. Zoch ha-tzadik, if the tzadik is zoiche, not al chelko ve'chelek chaveiro ve'gan eden. He takes his chelik and his friend's chelik. He can earn as well. Neschayiv rosha. He takes not only he gets his punishment, but the others' punishments go on to him as well. I was thinking maybe perhaps this is related to the idea. There's an Orach Chaim in Parshas Mishpatim that talks about the pasuk like, "Kisei Eish." When Eish will go out, you know, the Gemara in Bava Kama discusses that it's fire and plagues and terrible things, that the Rishoyim bring fire to the world. They make the world, they strengthen the koach of Tuma and Averas, and they create a bigger Yetzirah. When they do an Avera, that makes more Averas in the world. That makes it makes Lashon Hara harder, makes you know, makes whatever the person's struggling with even harder. Well, then when tzaddikim do mitzvos, so that brings a koach to that mitzvah itself. Tzitzis becomes stronger, tefillin becomes stronger, and davening becomes stronger in the world. So maybe perhaps that's what that means, that they take their chelik because they had a chelik in changing the mitzvahs in this world. Okay, continues the Gemara. Now, Omer B'Sharshia, Mikra, what's the pasuk? Where do you learn this out from? So, Gabit Tzadikim Dichli, the pasuk says, Lechein Ba'artzam Mishne Yiroshu. They're going to, in their land, get a Yerusha, like a double inheritance. Gabi Rishoyim, Ksim by the Rishoyim, it says, Mishne Shiborun Shavreim. They're going to have a double destruction. So, you see from here, that's a pasuk in the Yirmiyahu, that everyone gets a double portion. Tzadikim get double Gan Eden, and the Rishoyim get double Gehenim. Shaal Acher es Rabbi Meir la Acher shiotz l'tarbasro. Another question that Acher asked Rabbi Meir, even after he'd already gone off the path. My dichsi, what does it mean? Pasuk lo yarcheno zahav zuchuchis usumurasa clay paz. Gold and glass can't equal it. You can't exchange it for vessels of gold, of refined gold. So I'm l'eila divrei Torah. This is talking about the divrei Torah. Right? Why is Torah only compared to the gold? Shekashin liknosan kikli zohav kli paz. It's as hard to get like kli zohav and kli paz, fine gold. Nochen laabdon kikli zechuchus, but it's very easy. It's noach to break it and to smash it like glass. Meaning, it's hard to acquire Torah, to learn it, but it's very easy to forget it. So Amar the Rebbe Kiva Rabcha lo Amar Kach. He said to him, "Your Rebbe Kiva didn't say pshat and pasuk like that. Elamak lizav kli zechuchus. What's the gold? What's the glass vessels? Afa pishin nishbaru yesh lehem takana. Right." By certain things get broken, they could still you could still fix them. You could melt it down and make it into a new one. So af tamid chacham, so too by tamid chacham. Af al pi shesorach, even though he did a veris and he sinned, yesh lo takana, he could still have a fixing. It could still be a remedy. So Amalo, so Mir says to him, Afata Choyzerbach, then you should do tshuva. Amalo, Kvar Shemati Miachri Apargod, Shuvon Shvon Chutz Miachir. No, I already heard, as we just said a few minutes ago, he made a mistake. He felt he had to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But no, Kol Ma Sha'omra Balavayis, Osei Chutz Misei. Don't go away. Tonobon. Gemara continues now with a related Maisa. Maisa Ba'achir Shahaya Roichev Al Sus B'Shabbos. He was riding his horse on Shabbos. That's a discussion I was going to get to. How could he do this? But he's following his Rebbe. He's following his Rebbe. Rebbe Meir, we know, and says in Pirkei Avos, "Al tistakel b'kankan b'mashiyesh bro." He looks to see the innerness, not the fact that his Rebbe is being mechal Shabbos. So Amar lo. Meir choizer acharecha. You should turn around. Shekavar shi'arti be'ikve susi. Adkan tachum Shabbos. You see the godless, the moach of Elisha ben Avua, as they're talking and learning, he's still counting the steps of his horse to realize how far they've gone until they leave tachum Shabbos. He says, turn around. It's too far for you. So Amr lei, Remer says back to him, afata choizer bach. You should also turn around, right? Not just physically, but symbolically, you should also return. You should also come back. So Amalei lo kavar amarti l'cho. I've already said to you, kavar shemat miachri apargod shuvon shuvon chutz miachir. I've already heard from behind the divine curtain, the pargod. I can't come back. Tokfei, he grabbed him. Aili lebe medrash, and Gremir brings him, schlepped him into the base medrash. Amalei leinuka, they said to a small child, this was a way of like, it's like a shtickle ruach hakodesh, to ask a child, what pasuk are you learning? So you see the kids knew Tanakh, and they tell you like one pasuk a day, so what pasuk are you up to? Psokli puska, psukcha, tell me what pasuk you're learning. So Amalo, ein shalom omer Hashem l'rashayim, there's no pieces Hashem for Rashayim. So that doesn't look too good. So he says, okay, let's go to another one. Aile lebe kenishta achriti. Takes him to a different base medrash. Amale liyinuka. He says to the kid, psokli psukcha. Tell me the pasuk you're learning. Amalo ki im techabsi beneser v'tarbi loch boris nichtam avoneich lifanai. Even though you're going to wash out with all the types of soaps and detergents, your avon, your averas, is still going to be in front of me. Okay, that doesn't look too good either. So aile lebe kenishta achriti. Takes him now, says the Gemara, takes him to a third base of Magnish. Base Medrash. Third base Medrash. Amalani says to him, now we turn to Ahmed Bez. Lenuki says to the kid, a kid, Psokli Psukcha, tell me what pasuk you're learning. Amale at Shadur, Matasi, Kiltilbashi, Shani, Kisadi, Adi, Zav, Ki, Sikri, Befuch, Einaich, Lishav, Tis Yafi. He says to him, you spoiled one, what are you doing? You're clothing yourself with scarlet. You deck yourselves with ornaments of gold. You enlarge your eyes with paint. In vain do you make yourself beautiful. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So this is just not going well. They keep going again. Aile lebe kenishta, now they go to a shul. Achriti, another shul. Adi ale litlesar be kenishta. They went to 13 different shuls. So 13, the Mefarshim explained, maybe it's just Pshat, the Gemara tells in the beginning of Brachos, that they were in Tveria. The Gemara tells that Tveria had 13 shuls. They were in Tveria, so we figured out, it means they went to every single shul in town. They went to every single base medrash. Or, alternatively, that Achir was denying the Achdus of Hashem, Hashem Echad. Echad is Gematria 13, so that's a remnant to this as well. They went to 13 shuls, because he turned the Echad into Achir. Okay. Kulahu poskule ki hai gavna. They all were on the same topic about basically Rishoyim. There's no hope for them. The Basra Amrle, the very last one they get to. Psokli Psukcha. Tell me your pasuk. Amrle L'Rosha Amr Lakim Malacha L'Saper Chukei. And to the Roshas, what are you busy occupying yourselves with my Torah? It's a chutzpah. How dare you learn my Torah? Hahu Yanuka Habim Megam Game B'Lishone. But this one stuttered. So when he read the pasuk, it came out differently than when it's actually written. Ishtama kamada amrele vile Elisha amre Elokim. My real pasuk is vile Rosha, but the kid didn't read it that way. The kid read it vile Elisha. So it's like, it says a direct message. This is like the ultimate shtach. Hashem is saying, and this is what he's hearing from this kid. It's Ruach HaKadosh, and the kid's speaking. Obviously, it was a hashkach, and the kid should speak this way, but that's what Elisha ben Avua hears. Elisha says, Hashem, you have no blame. Say, Igor arme sakina hav behade ukroi. Some say Achra had a knife. Ushadri letlesar beknishta, and he killed him and chopped him up and sent to the 13 different shuls, right? This reminds us of the Pilegish Begiva story of chopping up somebody and sending them around. Igid Amri, some say it wasn't as graphic as that. Amri, he said, "E havai biyadi sakin." If I would have had a knife with me, have kara le, then he would have torn him apart. Others, Lord, it's even not as bad as that. He was tearing again. We're not advocating violence, but he tore up a sefer. It wasn't he tore up the kid. Kinoch nafshe da acher Amri. When Acher passed away, so the Beis Din said lo meidan l'dayane. He's not going to be judged. Right, he's not going to have a din. V'lo la'alma da'ase leisi. He's not going to be brought into olam haba. Lo le'meidan l'dayane. We're not going to judge him. Mishum da'aski baraisa, because he was osik b'torah. V'lo la'alma da'ase teisei. He's not going to go into the next world. Mishum de'chotu, because he did a verus. So Amar Rimer mutav l'dayanehu v'leisi la'alma da'asi. It's better that he gets a real proper din. He judged, and that way he can get into Olam Haba. We see how amazing it really is. So Masai Amus Va'ale Asha Mikivro. When I die, I'm going to request in Shemaim that they should judge him, and I'm going to cause smoke to come up from my kever. Right? That's going to be a sign that's being, he went to Gehinnom first. Kinach Nafshid Rebbe Meir Salik Kutra Mikivre Da'acher. When Rebbe Meir passed away, so the smoke came up from the grave of Acher, showing that really in Shemayim they granted Rabbi Meir's request. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says like this: Gavurta the mikla lemikla Rabbi. Was this like a good thing, a gavura, a strong, mighty action that he did to burn his Rebbe? Chad have benana v'lo matzenan latzule. Right? It could be there's not one amongst, we can't save him? Someone's got to be. Inakte biyad, if we could hold him by the hand, man maramile, who's going to stop us? Meaning when we go in, we're going to schlep him along into Gan Eden with us. Man, who is this? Amar masai amus ve'chabe asha mikvor. When I die, says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to work and make sure that the smoke leaves his grave. And that's a sign for the Olam will know, the people realize he was no longer in Gehenim, and he's brought to Olam Haba. Kinach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, pasa kutra mikivrei da'acher. And that's what happened. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, the smoke stopped from the grave of Acher. Pasa chalehahu safdana, so a person who used to give hespedim, eulogy says, "Afilu shomer haPesach lo amal lefanecha, Rabbeinu." Even the guard, the shomer haPesach, the one who was guarding the door, they couldn't prevent Rabbi Yochanan from arranging the release of Acher. So the Gemara continues now and says, "Bito shel Acher asti lekayimid the Rebbe." So the daughter came from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Amra le, she says, "Rebbe, parnaseini, give me parnasa, give me tzedakah. I don't have any food to eat." Amle Basmiat, whose daughter are you? So Amle said, "Bita shel Acher ani, I'm the daughter of Acher." So he was upset. Amle Adayin Yish Mizara Ba'olam, he still has any children left in this world? Haksiv, the pasuk says, "Lo ninlo v'lo neched ba'amo ve'ein srid b'megurav." There's no son, there's no grandsons. There shouldn't be any remaining things in their dwelling places. So Amre lo, she said to him, "Zechor l'sorosov al tizkor masov." Remember my father's Torah, but don't remember his actions. Miyad yarda eish v'sichzicha safsalo shel Rebbe. So immediately after this happened, a fire came, and it, like, sichzicha means like to lick. It licked the bench of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Boch of Amar Rebbe, he cried and said, "Umalamis ganin bo kach, the mish tabchin bo al achas kam v'kama." If people who treated the Torah in such a disrespectful way, like Acher did, and nevertheless it came to protect him, so how much more so for those who al achas kama kama, for those who give hurmachami the Torah? How great that's going to be! So Rabbi Meir, heichi gamer Torah mipume da Acher. This is the question that, you know, you learn this daf and you ask yourself: how could he have done this? How could Rabbi Meir have learned Torah from Acher? Ha'amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ay dechsiv, ki sifsei kohin yishmeru das v'torah, yivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzavakosu, that if the kohen's lips keep knowledge, you should be mivakish Torah from him, because he looks like a malach. Im dom harav l'malach, Hashem tzavakosu, if your Rebbe's like a malach, yivakshu Torah mipihu, then you should learn Torah from him. V'im lav, but if not, al yivakshu Torah mipihu. So how could he do this? Obviously, Elisha ben Avua, being mechal Shabbos, is not doim l'malach. So it's interesting. On this, there's Yismach Moshe has in Parshas told us. He says, "V'chashe v'halamana eiz chacham alom mikol adam." Really, you're supposed to be learning from everybody. V'chi benekel efshar limtzo morik hazeh. How are you going to find a rebbe who's like a malach? It's so easy. It's so simple to find such a Talmud Chacham you can learn from. V'od, and furthermore, mi yachal lahavchin b'zeh. How are you able to tell? You can really be bochin? Ella be'emes tzrichim lilmod mikol adam. Really, you got to learn from everybody. Rak im mizamin lo rav doim l'malach Hashem tzavakos. If you have the opportunity to learn from someone like this, yivakish Torah mipihu, then you should be seeking Torah from his mouth. Afi the Torah shekvar lomad. That's the vort. Even Torah that you've already learned, the Yodea Osah, and you know it already, still learn that again from him. Ki hu machnis bo kedusha. There's a higher level of kedusha to this Rebbe. He's like a malach. V'devar of oisin rosham v'yesh lehem kiyum. That it'll have a permanence to you. Rav Shechter once said of a vort, I think from the Mashgiach, the idea that just like we have no idea about the personal lives of a malach and what they're really like, we shouldn't delve too much into the personal lives of our rebbeim. Give them their privacy. That's what he once heard from Rav Shechter. Okay, continues the Gemara. How could he do this? How could Remeir learn from Acher? So Amrei Shlokish, Remeir Kra Ashkach V'Darsh. He found a pasuk and he darshed it. Hat Aznecha Ushma Divrei Chachamim V'Libcha Toshis L'Daiti. Incline your ear and hear the words of these Chachamim and put your heart to my knowledge. L'Datam Lo Nemar. For their knowledge, that doesn't mean El L'Dati. My knowledge. In other words, you have to listen to the Chachamim despite their flaws as long as it's going with my das, what Hashem thinks. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehocha. Rabbi Chanina says you could find support from a different pasuk. Shimi bas uri'i v'hati az nech v'shichi amech uveis avich. Listen, daughter, and consider it. Incline your ear. Forget your own people in your father's house. That means that you have to listen very carefully what the Chacham is saying, but you have to forget, you know, so to speak, look away and ignore the faulty parts of his teachings. Kashukra Hadade. One second. Psukim are it's a stira, right? Because one pasuk says you can only learn from a Talmud Chacham is perfect, right? The other says no, you can learn from who has a flawed character. One says no, lo kasha. Ha begadol, ha bekatan. One case where you're allowed to learn from someone who's the Rebbe's not perfect. He's got his flaws. That's by a gadol, an adult. He can understand. He can make more nuanced understanding of an issue. But a katan, a small child, can't. They're not able to understand. Everything's black and white in a child's eyes, so they can't necessarily make a chilek one way or the other between the different teachers. I was going to add to this. Some learn that that nowadays that maybe the only heter, the shach learns like says like this on Yoreh Deah in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that nowadays a gadol is a person who's not any adult, means a gadol b'Torah. They're able to do it, but if a regular, even an adult nowadays can't learn from a flawed teacher, because we're not on the level of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was able to because he was a gadol b'Torah himself, but a katan, meaning a small person, who we all are nowadays, wouldn't be able to do such a thing. Ki os Rav Dimi Amri b'Marov, they said over in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Meir ochel tachla ushada shichala levara. Rabbi Meir ate a half-ripe date, and he threw the peel away. You know, so you can get the good part of it and threw away the psolus. Dorish Rava, my dichsi, what's supposed to say? Al ginas egos yirati liroiz be'ibe hanachal. What do you mean? I went down to the garden of nuts to look at the green plants that were in the valley. Shira shirim. Lamanim shalu tamani chacham le'egos. Why the tamanim compared to an egos to a nut? Lamanim chat to teach you the following. Ma egos zeh. Just like this nut. Af api shemeluchloch betit v'tsoa. It's soiled with mud and with tsoa excrement. Ein ma shibisocho nimas, but what's inside doesn't become disgusting, spoiled. So af tamid chacham, af al pishas sarach, ein torasa nim eses. Even though he's become, he sins, his Torah doesn't become repulsive. Ashkechei Rabba bar Sheila Eliyahu. So Rabba Sheila found Eliyahu Hanavi. He said, Amalei, my ka'avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Hashem doing this? So Amalei, so Yonavi says to him, Ka'amr shmaitisa b'pumayhu dekulahu rabbanim. He's saying over the Torahs from all of the rabbanim. However, umipume de Rabbi Meir, lo ka'amr. He's not giving over any Torah in the name of Rabbi Meir. Amalei amai, so why not? Mishum de ka'amr shmaitisa mipume de acher, because Meir learned from Acher, from Lichim Nevoah. So Amalei Amai. What's wrong with that? What's so bad? Rabbi Meir, Rimon Motza, Toichel Acha, Klipas Azark. He found a pomegranate, he ate the good bar and threw out the klipa, the shell. So Amalei Hashta Ka'amar, Meir Bini Oimer. And now Hashem is saying, yes, Meir Bini Oimer. My son is giving over in the name of Rabbi Meir. Right, bizman she'adam mitztayer shechina mal loshen omeris. When a person's in pain, what's the shechina say? Kalani miroishi, kalani mizari. My head hurts and my arm hurts. Famous word from the Kedushas Levi. This is because the Klal Yisrael is the tefillin of Hashem. So when the Jewish people are suffering, Hashem says, my head hurts, my tefillin of the Jewish people, my arm, the tefillin shel yad, the Jewish people, that hurts me. If Hashem is so suffering so much from the dam, the blood of Rishoyim, Kavachoyim, Al Dam Shel Tzadikim Shenishpach. How much more so Hashem suffers when there's blood of the righteous people who are spilled. The blood of good people are dying. Okay, we're not down to the end of the daf, and Amir Hashem, we'll stop here, and next year we'll pick it up with Ashkechei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Detali Beivra. Why he was leaning on the doorpost and he was crying. We'll pick it up with that Mirz Hashem with the next year.